Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I wanted to kind of key what we talk about today off the phrase, enough already. Now, when you read the title, you may well have said to yourself, enough already, like, moving on. But what I actually mean by that phrase is, what if you are already enough? And the reason that that's a big deal, that your answer to the question, am I enough, really matters, as opposed to, will I be enough one day? If I do this, would I be enough? Would that be enough? To see that you are enough already is because all change is a function of waking up to who you already are. We think of change as going from what we are to something better. But the kind of change that changes lives, the kind of change that completely changes somebody's experience of life, is letting go of all the thinking about what isn't so and looking instead at what already is. And it turns out that what already is enough. The spiritual teacher Ramana Maharshi had a phrase that translated to always already home. So seekers would come and they would want techniques and guidance for how to find their way home, how to get somewhere, this mythical place of enlightenment, of peace, of home. And he would say in many different ways, you are always already home. And so instead of having to figure out how to get somewhere that we're not, what he was pointing to the fact is what we have to do is notice where we already are. And one of the most beautiful examples of that I've come across was from Rachel Naomi Remen. So she's a doctor and an author, and she wrote an absolutely beautiful book that I loved called My Grandmother's Wisdom. But she was also featured in a book called Healers on Healing. And in that book, she talked about Carl Rogers. And if you haven't heard of Carl Rogers, he was the original humanistic counselor. And so this was her experience of Carl Rogers. Years ago, I was invited to a seminar given by Carl Rogers. I had never read his work, but I knew that the seminar, attended by a group of therapists, was about unconditional positive regard. At the time, I was highly skeptical about this idea, but I attended the seminar anyway. I left it transformed. Rogers' theories arose out of his practice, and his practice was intuitive and natural to him. In the seminar, he tried to analyze what he was doing for us as he did it. He wanted to give a demonstration of unconditional positive regard in a therapeutic session. One of the therapists volunteered to serve as the subject. As Rogers turned to the volunteer and was about to start the session, he suddenly pulled himself up, turned back to us, and said, I realize there's something I do before I start a session. I let myself know that I am enough. Not perfect. Perfect wouldn't be enough. But that I am human, and that is enough. There is nothing that this man can say or do or feel that I can't feel in myself. I can be with him. I am enough. She goes on to say, I was stunned by this. It felt as if some old wound in me, some fear of not being good enough, had come to an end. I knew inside myself that what he had said was absolutely true. I am not perfect, but I am enough. Now I want you to kind of let that sit with you, that idea. What if you are enough already? What if you are always already enough? What if you do not need to earn the right to be who you are and to do what you do? And you will continue to learn and you will continue to grow. You will get about as good as you're able to get given the amount of time and attention you put into something, and you will put in about as much time and attention as your interest guides you to. But you are never on the line. Your enoughness doesn't come and go. It isn't up for grabs. You are human, so you are enough. And just think about how much would fall away in your world if you didn't have to become enough, if you didn't have to earn the right to be here. What if you really were enough already? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.